This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. We have, believe it or not, about 12 seconds ago, we made contact, and Bryn is on. We can all jump on the Zoom meeting now, if everyone wants to do that.
I do.
Yes. I'm leaving our FaceTime video. Well, look, you guys, the thing is, no matter what else happens today, it is in fact Friday. And that's what's important. All right. What do you get to say for yourself, tough guy? Oh, we can't hear you.
That's dumb. Hi, good morning. My phone just didn't go off, and I don't know. I just say, I look at the time. I woke up. I go, oh, my God, it's 6 o'clock. So that's all I have to say. There's nothing I can say. You know?
I feel bad. That sucks. I've been calling Anita, and it's, you know.
I don't know. So I didn't get a phone call from anybody. My phone didn't. It was just, Anita didn't wake me up. Nothing happened. I'm here now. I'm wide awake now.
All right.
I'm like, is this 6 p.m. or 6 a.m.? What the hell's going on?
It is actually, in fact, 6 a.m. All right. We're going to, I will skip all the things that I needed stuff on here. So we're going to start with, hold on. I know somewhere I have a sponsor. There we go. It's time for Celebrity Trash, brought to you by Air Fans. In fact, I definitely hear someone's Air Fan. Oh, sounds like Bryn maybe turned himself down. Bryn, everyone's waiting to get into the meeting as well. The heat wave is here. Sometimes you just want to shake someone a little bit and throw them down on the ground. But I know that's wrong. That's not the right reaction to have. I mean, he's trying
so
to.
So parental, isn't it? You go from extreme concern to.
Oh, my God, you little brat.
Disrespectful. What the kind of attitude? What?
How accidental is what it was. It's totally innocent.
You need a backup system.
Hi, good morning, Vinny. Sorry about that.
That's fine.
Well, you're going to have to work really hard to make it up to us.
I am. I definitely All right. will.
Well, there's a long list of crap I sent you this morning,
so
start
I
with that.
Well,
no, start letting us in the meeting.
Yeah, let Vinny in the meeting.
He should have been. Hold on, that's dumb. Here he is.
There I am.
In a day where nothing's going right, surprise. Although, one right thing is that for sure, it's Friday. I'm just going to keep coming back to that. That's what I need to center myself.
Great job, Nicole. This week went by.
Yes.
In the face of extreme concern and total. Oh, but we're echoing now. What's happening?
Hold on.
Oh, because I'm on. Sorry. All right, there we go. But that's funny that Big Brother just had Grandma come on and she's got the she's talking. Anyway, sorry. Did you see that episode last night?
Yes, okay. I did.
Anyway, great job, Nicole. I know that that position there is stressful to begin with. And then without Bryn there, I'm sure it was like, oh, crap.
Yeah, I was like, oh, great. Thanks, Bryn.
You're welcome.
You handled it like a badass. Way to go.
What was that?
Not me.
Okay. Well, it's got to be Bryn. I mean, I'm going to just go ahead and say that was Bryn.
What was that?
And we're going to blame everything on Bryn today. I don't know. Someone's talking in the background. Yeah, just accept it. Just, you know, it's your penance that you have to pay.
I'm used to it.
So, yeah, speaking of Big Brother, we'll get into that in just a second here. So the trash is brought to you by Air Fans. Clearly, this is near and dear to Nicole's heart because it was 100. Do you know what the temperature got up to at your house yesterday?
I think 91.
Oh,
that's not that bad.
Yeah, so especially not compared to what's going to happen today.
Yeah.
The heat wave is here, everyone. It is, in fact, here. Make sure you have fans. Oh, and those little spray bottles of water. That's nice. You mist yourself with that, and then the fan sprays you and chills you down. Or you run your AC like there's no tomorrow. There might not be. So just run it. Worry about the bill later. Keep yourself and your house cool. Okay, so we'll start with Big Brother. I will start personally by saying I watched Wednesday and last night's episode last night. Wednesday, there's just nothing going on in the house yet. So it was on the boring side. They do their best. They try to make it so that you don't know who's going to go, you know, who's going to win this or who's going to get taken off the block. Or they do their best.
I think it's because you're not mute, Bryn, on the Zoom. There you go.
There you go.
Oh, Bryn wasn't muted. Oh, I see. Huh.
Interesting. Off my game today.
You're not wrong, sir. Chop, chop. Let's get to it. So it's been on the boring side. Apparently, if you're watching the feeds, you're finding out some interesting information because there are live feeds. This is a 24/7 show. They've put bidets into the bathroom.
Oh, those are so fun.
Well, apparently, Kesar, who is Muslim, he said, look, I'll come back and I'll do your Big Brother All-Stars, but I need to have bidets in there. And my suspicion is like, because, you know, there's like a whole cleanliness next to godliness thing. I think he just got used to having a bidet because they say that the people who get these bidet things, the little swashes that the little stick that is right in your toilet, I don't think they installed a whole unit. I think they just put the little thing into the toilet seat. I think people get used to those and he's all, yeah, I need to have that or I can't get in there. And I guess on the 24-hour feeds, this has been a big topic because everyone there is now, of course, also using this device.
Look, say whatever you want. I don't have a problem with whatever you want to, you know, say to me about this. I love them. Those things feel
great. Do you
have
one at your house?
I don't have one at my house. I have one at the hotel in Hawaii that I came right home and told you about them. I told you on the air. I was like, I can't wait to poop again. That feels incredible. So, yeah, it's such a dumb thing because who wants to poop? Nobody. Here we are again.
Feel better after.
I'm just saying. It's not my thing. I don't feel like, I've definitely heard people say, oh, my God, it's close to an orgasm. No, it's not.
Oh,
it's not close to anything like that. You have horrible orgasms if that is, like, equal to... Anyway, the bidets do feel good. They're nice. So if you
you're fresh
ever get
and
a
clean
chance,
after too, you know?
Yes, turn one on and you will see what I'm talking about. It's like, whoa, that is...
Well,
I feel fresh.
Kesar is really, you know, converting the house over, you know, making them into bidet lovers. Because, and look, I'm not watching the feeds. It's just what I'm reading. But how exciting,
I don't think
right?
you need to be convinced. I think if you have access to one and use it for a minute, you will also, like, they convince you themselves. You don't need to tell. They're nice.
Let's see here. I'm going to look at Maria's thing here. She's talking about all of the alliances, which there are none, really. I mean, everyone's saying yes to everyone. Although there are certain people who are like, nah, it's too early for me to say that to you. I'm like, just say it. That's how the game is played. And then Tyler, who famously lost the game because everyone felt like he'd screwed them over because he's friendly to everyone. He's got a final two with everyone in the house. They're all like, well, I was supposed to be sitting up there, so F you. No vote for you. He said, I came into the house and I was not going to do that again, but... You know, people keep coming up to me and I can't help myself. And they show a montage of him like secret handshaking with everybody in the house. And
right. Zero resistance. Like, just
he just can't.
Lays right down for it.
Yeah. Tyler and everyone, basically.
Everyone climb in my bed. One big party.
Yeah. Nicole A. and Kevin. They're the unicorns or possibly blessing. You got Nicole F. and Ian, who are in the Million Club. These are the names that they come up with for their amazing setups together. What the hell are they called? Alliances. Jesus, Sarah. I blame Bryn. He threw me off my game.
Sorry about that.
That's okay. Bailey and Devon. Mama Day. They got some. They don't have a name, though. Cody and Enzo are called, I think they're called Roots. And then Cody and Memphis are the Commission. So there's, you know, there's all kinds of stuff going
on. The only questions, because I think the game's too soon to really commit too much time of our show to it. There's not enough going on. But is that Cody guy shaving around his mouth? So he's got a beard, but he has no hair right around his mouth and chin. And I was like, he's shaving that into, he's got
I noticed there was something going on with that. I didn't, I'll have to look at that.
He's one of those Jersey boys that like over primps and overdoes himself. So I'm pretty sure he shaved that into his face. But when I said that, the missus goes, no, he probably just can't even grow hair there.
Oh, I don't know.
Oh, all right. Well,
he seems like a grown man. I don't know. But I'm going to, yeah, I noticed a couple times that it seemed, his face seems odd.
Yeah, he's doing something with his facial hair is my opinion. But I still like those guys. I like Enzo. He's okay.
Yeah, Enzo's entertaining. Mm-hmm. I mean, the two of them together, it's just what a delight. Meow, meow. So anyway, I agree with you. It is early days. There's not that much happening. It wasn't a big eviction. You know, I didn't even remember Keisha from her season. So, although Julie said, oh, you were an amazing player on your season. Not this time, though. Bye. So I'm going
to
move on. I noticed
Julie didn't put a mask on when they were saying goodbye to that lady. So
yeah,
the lady
12
comes out.
Feet apart. Like, let her not have a mask on. She's,
oh,
she's
I was
not
thinking,
infected.
Julie has probably said, I will not put a mask on. This is my TV show. And the other one's like masked up. And I just thought, wow, that's okay. Someone's a star.
That is kind of weird, actually. What an awful dress she had on last night. I'm like, it's a bunch of peach colored rags with a black weird tie at the top.
Sure you don't know. I'm sure someone out there is like,
you
oh
are
my
correct,
God,
sir.
That's
haute couture. Yeah. Yeah, no, that dress sucked. She's pretty, though. I mean, she's, you know, I'm sure she's a very nice person. Terrible host. It's been a few years since Anthony Michael Hall freaked out on anyone, but that's always fun when that happens. Bryn, nope. I'm gonna need a video here. I'll tell you what happened, but it would be really fun if you could find that. It's I think I emailed.
I have
it.
I just haven't bleeped it yet. I haven't sent.
It's all. Mm-hmm. Oh darn it all! I forgot about the swearing. Anyway, Anthony Michael Hall, who is he's part of that? Isn't he part of the Brat Pack? Not the Rat Pack, but the Brat.
Yes, absolutely. Like, he was part of that '80s.
Pretty,
you know, tons
pink
of movies, yeah, cranked out by that group of people, St. Elmo's Fire people,
yeah, 16
right?
Candles, right, the Molly Ringwalds, and mm-hmm, et cetera. Mm-hmm. Anyway, Anthony Michael Hall, he freaks out. A few years ago, if you remember, he freaked out at somebody at his condo. I want to say he was knocking.
Didn't he knock the guy out or something like that?
Yeah, something. There was some kind of physical altercation. It was a few years ago, so I don't remember. But he's back. You know, there's something new. You know, 2020 has done a really good job of turning us all into our worst selves. So maybe we can chalk some of them. Maybe he learned a lot from that and was good, but then 2020 hit. On Wednesday afternoon, he's for some reason at a hotel pool in Austin, Texas, the South Congress Hotel, hanging out there. He was blasting his music from a portable speaker, drinking from a jug of something, and generally being rude and obnoxious. And some guests had their kids with them. So someone said, listen, man, can you tone it down? Can you take it down a peg? And he couldn't. In fact, you know how sometimes you ask someone to calm down and they lose their flipping mind? That's Anthony Michael Hall right there. You know this guy. Wow. He went ballistic, yelling, swearing, flipping everyone the bird, trying to splash the woman who was filming him. He also called her Rosie O'Donnell, which he did not mean as a compliment. He's yelling at her about that. After her video went viral, he apologized and called the whole thing a misunderstanding.
Uh-huh.
I am deeply sorry for my words and actions, and I ask for forgiveness from anyone who I may have offended. He might get that. I don't know. At least he asked.
Well, he did the right thing as far as making an apology. But in my own life, in my own opinion, I am not friends with temper tantrum guy. I don't want to be around people who are at any moment could fly off and become and have it become a scene. And you don't even know what so some people asked you to not be a jerk at the pool. And that's enough for you to fly off.
So he's you doubled drunk. Down. Oh, of you know, course, right.
You're alluding his mystery, to that, I
his
believe.
Mystery jug, right.
Right. But, I hate being around those people, the ones that can just become a scene over nothing or over anything at any moment. You just go, oh, dude, you've just turned this into a really crummy time.
Yeah, and those are, you know, they're people who become less and less fun to drink with and less fun. That's which is probably why he's hanging out by himself at a pool in some Austin hotel, hoping to be recognized and welcomed into somebody's circle. Sounds like he's done a pretty good job of freaking himself right out of every friendship he had. I don't know. Maybe he's got friends. What do I know? Maybe some people can put up with that. And I guess we'll end with this. I have a ton of stuff, but I wanted to do something that I thought you would enjoy. Steve-O is just such a tool.
I love him.
I know
just
you
do. Just
for
the record, I love Steve-O.
He is creative. He comes up with, he's mostly creative with poop and stuff, though. So it's it's hard to really get behind his creativity. This is not that. He doesn't. This has nothing to do with that. He has some new show going on. It's Steve-O Gnarly, a very naughty multimedia special that you can get at steveo.com. And in order to promote it on a huge billboard that's hanging over what looks like a pretty main street. I don't see the address here. Just in Hollywood somewhere. It's a Hollywood billboard. It overhangs the street. You know, people, tourists, people walking there, people driving there, they see this thing. The billboard for the show is up, and he is duct taped to the middle of it. Mm-hmm. He's got arms. His arms are loose. And he is standing on a platform, which I thought, you know, once you're duct taped up there, take the platform down. You should be hanging there. But that's his latest stunt. Right?
Okay. So Steve-O's not gnarly enough
he's
for
not
you,
gnarly
is that
enough.
What you're saying?
That's exactly what I'm saying. If you're
I would
that
say
gnarly,
this.
take the little platform away.
As a fan of his, one of the problems I have with him at this point is that I know he's made some money, and he still does things to hurt himself in ways that I want him to stop, actually. Like, you actually watch him, and you find yourself going, please, you don't need to keep hurting yourself this badly.
Yeah.
I know that you can't. Once you have money, there's your money, right? Now you got that. But you can't keep celebrity unless you keep doing stuff, I guess, is what I'm trying to say. And I guess that's it. He feels like, oh, there's the new mask face that he's... Oh, boy.
Oh, God, those are so gross.
Isn't that funny, though? Come on. I wouldn't wear one, but it's funny.
Well, sure. If you're a jackass, that would be super funny to wear, I guess. I don't know. He's got his own.
Anyway.
You can go to steveo.com, everybody. Everything Steve-O is there for you. Enjoy.
You'll see him hurt himself probably more than...
Sure. More than you would want to.
Well, yeah, I don't like it, but I do like him very much.
All right, Vinny, what's coming up in the news?
You know what? I haven't been able to concentrate on my news because we haven't had a show up until
a
minute ago.
Yeah, Bryn.
But I will be ready.
Bryn's going to do the news.
Oh, that'll be funny. I'll be ready after these, though. Hang.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.